Carney reiterated the fiscal challenges the first state faces, a $350 million deficit this coming year. Despite that shortfall, Carney says he's committed to students' critical needs, pointing to his move Tuesday to reestablish the Family Services Cabinet Council to help address those needs.
The only way we can make sure that these kids get the kind of education that they deserve is to make sure that they get social services support as well.
But he wouldn't commit to setting aside extra funding for WEAC, though he says a lack of funding this year doesn't mean its work should stop. Carney is leaning on his Education Secretary Susan Bunting to look into what's working and what's not, to ensure that going forward, in Carney's words, they know what they're funding. WEAC Chair Tony Allen says he remains hopeful Carney will put his heart into education reform.
The idea that he philosophically believes in the tenets of our plan, but has some questions on the how and implementation, I think are fine critiques. And what I'm hoping is that he puts forward a plan that we can have a conversation about and hopefully move forward together.
Carney didn't provide further details about any such plan in the works, but said more specifics about education funding will come when he unveils his budget plan at the end of March. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.